For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
To a Friday. And guess what? It's a Meat Friday. I know you're wondering what's on the menu after last week's issue. And Dylan, the graphics guy, said that Tyler, if he had any you-know-whats, would have done stir-fried chicken and egg rolls again today. But Tyler did not. Do you guys want to guess what Tyler has whipped up here as he tried? This is one of the great comeback stories of all time. I don't know if other media outlets will cover this, what happened to Tyler last week, the debacle that was Meat-ish Friday, and then today. Seton O'Connor.
You know, it's interesting that you're calling it one of the great comeback stories of all time, because when I walked in this morning and I saw what Tyler is doing, I thought, oh, crap.
That's not good.
Do you want to tell the audience what you saw?
Well, I walked in and I saw Tyler hunched over the counter, and he had a tray of about a dozen raw hot dogs that he was slathering with mustard and then putting some type of shake on.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know if this is the start.
Okay. Well, that's the hot dog burnt ends that we have today.
Okay.
We also have meatball sliders.
Hot.
We also have reverse seared porterhouse steaks.
Okay, there we go.
Well done, lad. Well done, lad.
Buried the lead.
Oh, but wait, there's more. Smoked shotgun shells.
What's that?
Ground sausage, ground beef, pepper jack cheese, stuffed into manigot shells, wrapped in bacon, and smothered in barbecue sauce. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Some cholesterol shots.
Yes, it is.
My God.
Nobody.
Yes. Before
my cardiologist, maybe, but.
Before we get to go on our flights tomorrow to Las Vegas, and I'm checking with the Danettes, making sure I understand, you know, when they're going to get in. We'll have a rehearsal, get together, have a dinner with everybody. And, you know, I'm going to go to New York and fly out of New York. Seton might fly out of Hartford. Paulie, whether it's New York or Hartford. And Todd as well, he likes to fly out of Hartford. So we're going through everybody's flights. And Marvin, I don't know, you flying out of Hartford?
New York.
Oh, New York, okay. So we're all going around the room and we're talking about, do you have a direct flight? Where are you connecting through? Atlanta or D.C. or Chicago? And then Todd told us his flight plan.
I volunteered that information.
Yeah.
Expecting lots of abuse, I guess, or not realizing.
No, you didn't realize that you were going to get abused here. But why don't you...
17-hour trip to Vegas.
Why don't you walk us through your logic for booking your flight?
I had, at the time, was looking at different flights, and one looked like it was going to be a rush to get to the gate, unless I read it wrong, that it was going to be a short layover. One seemed like way too long, and I found one flight that was leaving. It was going to be very early in the morning, but I didn't have to change planes or get off the plane, even though it was going through Jacksonville, which isn't going in the direction of Las Vegas. Jacksonville, Florida. It's in the southeastern part of the United States.
So you're going Hartford to Jacksonville.
I'm going from Hartford to Jacksonville, then across the Cape of Good Hope to Vegas.
Okay. And you made this
reservation. I did. I was not screwed over by any kind of airline
or travel department. Yeah. Didn't say, you know what, Todd, we're going to save some money. You're going to go to Jacksonville.
And I get in 4 hours before the rooms will be ready, which means I'll be just kind of wandering aimlessly across Las Vegas. Maybe I'll go to the gym. Maybe I can get early check-in.
Well, I know, but I don't care about that. I'm talking about you're flying from...
That's part of the story, though.
Well, no.
I mean, you're flying with a week's worth of clothing and stuff like that to get in 4+ hours before you can even get into your room by choice. After flying 3 hours in the wrong direction.
But you make it seem like going to Jacksonville was the smart way to go to get to Vegas.
No, not the smart way. I guess I was so not wanting to, you know, run through the airport and connect. And maybe there was other flights that I missed where there was a more comfortable connection. But, you know, if the room's not ready, I'll give them my bags. We've all done that before. If your room's not ready, even if you check in late afternoon sometimes for whatever reason.
But you could have been on the flight with Seton.
I could. I didn't purposely avoid. It wasn't an antisocial choice. It was I saw this flight that was direct where I didn't have to get off the plane. And I'm like, I think I'll do that. I'll get in a little
it's
early.
It's not direct to Vegas, but it's. So you got an indirect flight to Vegas.
An indirect direct flight
yes.
to Vegas. So, and I'll have them watch my bags. They'll lock it up and I'll go have breakfast or whatever. It's not the worst thing. Maybe it wasn't the best choice, but it's not.
Yes,
like,
Paul.
It's just a couple questions. Todd, what time did your flight take off in the morning?
It was supposed to take off like at 7. Now it says 6 a.m. departure.
Great. So you had to get up 4-ish?
I will probably get up like 3:30, and I will probably get to the airport a little before 5.
And you're going to spend 8.5 hours on a plane to Vegas.
I think it's 8 hours and 44 minutes is the total based on.
Okay. All right.
Well, content. This is good.
We'll see you. I don't think that's why you booked it that way.
Not. Yeah. I thought I tricked the system. I'm like, I found a flight out of Hartford that you don't have to change planes.
Yeah.
I win. I didn't win. You guys won.
Yeah. Not a competition.
No, it's not a competition.
You lost.
It's just a curious choice. That's all.
Yeah. You lost your own competition.
I did.
Yeah. Nobody's competing with
but
you.
But I'm still okay with that. I don't mind getting early. I'll find something to do and it'll be all right. Maybe they can get me a room a little early.
Do you want to change it?
I don't think I will.
Okay.
And the flight back is actually not terrible either. I have like the show
going to
at
Cuba.
9.
You go to Cuba.
Yeah.
And then.
I have a 1 o'clock flight.
Out of Seattle.
Yeah. And then you go to Sri Lanka.
Stops in China. And then you'll
eventually get back.
I have a direct flight back to New York via Seattle.
Yes, Paul.
Todd's like, imagine you're at a stoplight. You don't feel like making a left turn. So you make 3 right turns to avoid making a left.
Mm.
And it takes twice as long. That's the move of the flight.
Well. Hopefully we all get to the same destination to be ready to entertain a nation.
But for some weird reason, going back, it's a 1 o'clock flight that gets back like 10:30 to Connecticut. So that's 4 o'clock. So going back, it's only like 6.5 hours, but it's 8.5 hours going there.
Wait, are you going through Jacksonville on the way back?
I have to check. I just know that the flight leaves at 1. But the flight leaves at 1 Pacific. That's 4 Eastern. And I get into Hartford at 10:40. That's 6.5 hours. That's reasonable. You can't do much better than that.
Okay. But you should... check it, though. Do you even know if it's a direct flight back?
It is a direct flight. I know the plane stops, and then I stay on the plane, and it goes to Hartford.
Well, that's what happens in Jacksonville, that you stop. Okay. Yeah. All right.
And maybe it's better to get off the plane and stretch your legs and get something to eat. So you guys maybe did the right thing, and I did something stupid. It won't be the last time.
It's a garage sale going on, 50% off all T-shirts in the store, danpatrick.com. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. And we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country, numbering 400 cities. This first hour brought to you by Express Employment Professionals. They are going to help you hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to expresspros.com. Find the location nearest you. Expresspros.com. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. Our buddy Nick Wright, big Kansas City Chiefs fan. He'll join us a little bit later on. Former NFL quarterback Matt Hasselbeck will join us as well. All the NFL head coaching hires are done as Dan Quinn is the last to be hired. There was a report yesterday by Diana Russini that the Commanders, before they pulled the trigger on Dan Quinn, maybe back-channeled to see gauge Bill Belichick's interest, that there was interest in the front office. But this is a team that has a front office that's already full. And then you have Belichick, who reportedly said to the Falcons he wanted to have total control, and then they backed away. Bill Belichick going to the Commanders, where he's not going to have full control, and you already have like three or four front office people already hired, that was not going to work well. Dan Quinn is an uninspiring hire here. And you hire somebody because you want that coach to be your forever coach. This kind of feels like you're on your third marriage and you go, you know, I'm going to make this one work here. Now, you got new ownership there with Washington, but Dan Quinn was in Atlanta where he did go to a Super Bowl, and he was defensive coordinator with the Cowboys, spent time in Seattle. All right, so he's got a nice resume, but if you said I can have Dan Quinn or Mike Vrabel, I'm going to take Mike Vrabel. But Dan Quinn is going to be the head coach there, and I think he got it because others turned that job down, which is fine. You want to be a head coach, and if I'm the seventh choice, I still got the head coaching job. It just it was less than inspiring. And what is the new trend? So you have Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, Bill Belichick not coaching this year. And it feels like you're looking for the guy who's around 28 years, 29, 30 years of age, you know, physically fit and is reading a playbook out of Tony Robbins' motivational speeches where they go in there and they tell you that this is the way it's going to be and we're going to, who's with me? And they look great and they're in shape, but can you coach? And Mike McDonald did a great job with Baltimore. Okay. It just felt like all of that, and that's what Washington got. New ownership there. You got the second pick in the draft. Why do I want a defensive coordinator as my head coach when I'm going to draft a quarterback with the number two pick in the draft? I don't understand that. That's where I need somebody who's going to be able to develop him. And Dan Quinn is a defensive-minded guy. But Paulie sent me the actual Diana Russini tweet. During the hiring process, Bill Belichick was considered for the job, per sources. Commanders spoke with him, and he had support from some decisions, decision makers. In the end, Dan Quinn is their choice. Okay. Now, you can speak to Bill, but you didn't interview him, which is interesting. But also, there's a real good chance Bill Belichick does not coach again in the NFL. He's going to be 1 year older. He'll be 73 with next year's hiring process?
Correct. He would be 73 when the following NFL season started.
Yeah. So, and what team is going to relinquish control? And he's not your forever coach. How long is he going to coach? Now, I thought Philadelphia, if they were going to make a change, that Bill would have been the guy. You got a respected front office guy, Howie Roseman. And Bill going in there, maybe revitalizing that team that went to the Super Bowl the previous year, needs maybe a change in culture. Maybe Mike McCarthy with the Cowboys, although I don't see that happening. Even though Jerry can love Bill Belichick and respect him and say all those nice things, you still got to make it work on a daily basis. And I had my doubts about that happening. Now, as far as Philadelphia, I could see that. But other than that, what team is going to say, now we bring in Bill Belichick? And I'm really curious about that. Because I don't know if you can go, yeah, that'll make sense. But we don't know. There'll be coaching vacancies that right now we're not able to handicap. But there'll be a job opening, and then now does Bill Belichick say, I don't need control. Let me just coach. Is he going to have to sacrifice a little bit here? And that might be the case, but still, you want to hire somebody who is young. You want to get them before somebody else gets them. Nobody wanted Bill Belichick, at least what came with Bill Belichick. So the greatest coach of all time, nobody wanted him. Now, Arthur Blank, I think, wanted him in Atlanta, but the front office didn't because they were going to lose their jobs. Or we have to turn over the authority to Bill Belichick, and they didn't want to do that, obviously. So he's maybe going into TV. Mike Vrabel, I was really surprised. Vrabel was the guy where it was like, oh, he's going to get a job tomorrow if he wants one. There'll be a line out the door waiting for him. And then all of a sudden there wasn't. Pete Carroll, once again, age, that'll be a factor. Pete and Bill around the same age. Is Pete your forever coach? And the answer is no. You're looking for a Mike Tomlin. You're looking for somebody, I got 15 years, 17 years, 20 years. Like, that is your goal. The question is, can you find that guy? And sometimes we'll look at a hire and go, Mike McDaniel? That guy? He's kind of funny and quirky. He was on the Niners staff. All right. Like, you just kind of go, all right. And then all of a sudden you go, all right, I get it. Yeah, all right, there's a genius in there, offensive-minded guy. It works. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's really like, all right, I like what we're doing here, too. Really? And that's how I felt with Dan Quinn. I don't know Dan. Sure, he's a wonderful guy. But I go, okay, all right. Yeah, more.
Do you think it's hard for players to look at a guy that looks like he's never played football? Even though a lot of these coaches, they're short, they're kind of scrawny, but they probably played some type of football. Do you think it's hard for them to receive somebody like he's 5'8", 150?
Ding. All right. I don't know what sport it matters most that you played the game and having that respect. It feels like in basketball, it feels like David Blatt. You know, there were certain coaches where it just didn't feel like they had respect because, well, what have you done? Lawrence Frank, you know, where you go, really? Whereas Ty Lue, he at least played. And you know, even Chuck Daly built a resume with Detroit, but, you know, Chuck Daly wasn't an NBA player. Pat Riley played. You know, there's just certain guys where you go, okay, you got a little cachet there. But I don't know which sport where you go, like baseball. Does anybody check the resume of Tony La Russa's playing career or Tommy Lasorda's playing career, Terry Francona's playing career? No, they didn't, or they don't. It doesn't matter. Like Tommy Lasorda was not a good pitcher, but he was a pitcher. How can he give advice to a pitcher? But it feels like in basketball, you know, we need some credibility out here. You know, Spoelstra, when LeBron was down there, I don't know if he had the full support of LeBron and company, but he earned it. Yeah, Paul.
If you look at NFL head coaches, I don't know if there's a head coach who never played football. A lot of these guys, like Dan Quinn, was a linebacker at Salisbury State. Mike McDaniel was a four-string wide receiver at Yale. You know, they don't look like they played necessarily. But, you know, guys like Joe Gibbs played small-town football. I think Nick Saban was Kent State defensive back. They all played at some level. I can't imagine an NFL coach not having reps.
But I don't know, does it matter in the NBA that, you know, Doc Rivers played, Mike Budenholzer didn't, Greg Popovich didn't play? I don't know how much that matters to these players. It feels like in the NBA it matters more than it would in some of the other sports. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Seton will take a break, and then we'll settle on a poll question. Nick Wright will join us in an hour from now. Matt Hasselbeck, the former NFL quarterback, will stop by as well. Stat of the day brought to you by the great folks at Panini America. We're back with our poll question after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll settle on a poll question, get to phone calls as well. I'm flipping through the channels. I realize LeBron and Anthony Davis aren't going to play. Lakers in Boston. I go, all right, let me do a drive-by here. All of a sudden, Austin Reeves looked like Steph Curry. He had 32. He made 7 3-pointers. And the Lakers beat the Celtics 114-105. And I'm going, what is going on here? And maybe it's the, well, it's regular season. Nobody cares about the regular season, and you go through the motions. Even if you go through the motions and you're Boston, LeBron and AD aren't there. It's not a question of if you're going to win, but by how much. But a lot of times what happens when the stars are out, the backup guys who don't normally get to shoot a lot are like, yeah, this is my opportunity. Meanwhile, Tatum and Brown and the rest of the Celtics are like, all right, you know, let's go out and, we'll win this one. Let's look ahead to our next game or the meal after the game. And all of a sudden I'm watching, and it felt like it was always a 7-point lead for the Lakers. I'm going, hello, Boston. Hello, come on. Where are you? And then they never appeared. And give credit to the Lakers. Yes, Paul.
Isn't this classic, though? The Lakers go in with no chance, but all the backups like, this is our time. We finally get the green light to play, to not have to defer to these other two stars. And vice versa, if you're in the Celtics locker room, you're Tatum and those guys, you see the 3 hours for tip-off. Durant, LeBron's not playing. Davis isn't playing. Oh, we got the night off. It's like a mentality thing.
Yeah, well, caught up to him. And it's almost like you're in the middle of it, and then you go, we got to wake up here. And then it's too late to wake up. Jalen Brunson scored 40. The Knicks have won 9 straight. And he was selected to the NBA All-Star team. First Knicks guard to be selected to the NBA All-Star game since Marvin...
Allen Houston?
Bloop, 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 bloop. Yeah. One of my favorite players, Tyrese Maxey, had 51 with 0 turnovers. 76ers beat the Jazz. So just some of the action from last night in the NBA. All right, Seton, what's poll question
Knicks
today?
Knicks are back.
I like how they're a small market feel-good story.
Let's go.
Yeah, that Knicks, you know, the little perky Knicks, they're awesome.
Let's go.
Yeah, all right.
This isn't really a poll question yet, anyway, but it's something that's been on my mind all morning for some reason.
Oh, wait a minute. By the way, DraftKings MVP odds, Joel Embiid was plus 450 earlier this week. He's now plus 6,000 because of his knee injury, and he's not going to play the required 65 games. Right now, it's Nikola Jokic, then it's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. The Joker has a comfortable lead. Then it's Luka, Giannis, Tatum, and Jalen Brunson is tied with Joel Embiid at plus 6,000. All right.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Chiefs fan Melissa Etheridge, stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. All right, Seton.
It is crazy to me that we're having the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. It's unbelievable.
Paulie went back to 2015. There's an article where the commissioner is anti-gambling. It's a non-starter. You know, even people worked at the NFL Network, you weren't even allowed to hint at the betting lines. I remember talking to Rich Eisen about that, and he goes, no, we're not allowed to talk about that. Now, and I don't know if they still are allowed to, they should be, but, I mean, the fact that we have a couple of sports franchises in Vegas and hosting the Super Bowl, if I would have said that in 2015, so what is that, 9 years? Boy, that's a quick turnaround. Now everybody's okay with gambling. Hey, you know what? We love gambling so much. Let's put the event in the capital of gambling, Las Vegas.
Well, it was legalized in 2018, right? I think that's when, was it the Supreme Court overturned? There was like I'm forgetting the name of it now, but it was illegal. And I think the Supreme Court overturned it. So 2018 to now, you have the Raiders are there. That's the first year the Golden Knights existed. That's in just 6 years.
And then you got the Oakland A's who are moving there.
The Oakland A's are now moving there.
Yeah. You have the Raiders who were there, and then they're going to get an NBA expansion franchise there as well.
That's an unbelievable change in 6 years.
Here's what the commissioner had to say. 2015. We've been very open about our position that we oppose legalized sports gambling. We haven't changed our position on that, and I don't anticipate us changing that going forward at all. I think the integrity of the game is the most important thing, and we believe that our current position is the right way to be able to handle that. But on the other hand, if changes happen, we'll be prepared for those.
Basically, we're against it until someone goes through that door first. NHL, you're up.
Yeah, until we know that we can make a lot of money, like what our cut is here, we're against gambling.
In less than 3 years, they figured out how to save the integrity of the game whilst also collecting hundreds, if not billions of dollars in gambling.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That quick.
Yeah.
And they figured out how to get a franchise there. Built a stadium, did the whole thing.
I would love to know about just the like integrity that. Of the game.
That's amazing.
That's the most important thing.
It's got to be one of the biggest shifts in sports in history. Yeah. I don't know. Certainly my lifetime, I can't think of anything that went the exact opposite direction of how it was.
Who would have thought we would have a Super Bowl in Vegas?
It's remarkable.
If I said that 10 years ago, you'd be like, there is no way.
And now we're a day away from going there. Like, this city was built for the Super Bowl. This is exactly the way the Super Bowl is supposed to
be.
Yeah.
How many more times are they going to be back? And when are they going to be back
just
in Vegas
again? Do it every
year. Yeah. That should be the permanent home of the Super Bowl. Sure, that's what people are saying. Yes, Paulie.
But you got to stay with me on this one. You know what would have been great if there was a Vegas Super Bowl before gambling was legalized? Then it would have felt like a wild event. It doesn't feel like a big deal next week because you could bet anywhere on your phone, almost any state. Going to Vegas is just, it's very convenient. But imagine if they had a Super Bowl 15 years ago in Vegas where everyone could go there, fly in, and bet all week. That's why it doesn't feel like it's that big of a deal that there's a Vegas Super Bowl, because gambling is standard procedure the past 4 years.
It'd be like going to Cuba 20 years ago. Like, exactly. I had to fly to Canada to then get to Havana.
Well, they did an about face with this. The integrity of the game, apparently,
not in jeopardy.
I don't think so. Apparently not. Commissioner told us it's not.
Well, in that time, has there been any major scandal?
Well, there's been players gambling.
Players have gambled, but that's not a scandal. No, has anybody been caught shaving points? Has anybody been caught throwing games? Has anybody been caught doing anything that was actually against the integrity of the game? I mean, Calvin Ridley is probably the biggest one, and he was gambling while he was hurt.
Yeah.
He wasn't even playing.
Yeah. What, I don't know what the commissioner is saying about the integrity of the game, that how was it, in jeopardy, or the possibility it was going to be compromised in 2015. I mean, the game was compromised. If you go back to Paul Hornung and Alex Karras, they bet on their teams. Yeah. They bet on games and got suspended for a year. But as far as what would be a scandal, I don't think we have anything that would be classified.
Nothing huge.
No.
No.
Yes, Paul.
I was watching Outside the Lines with Jeremy Schapp this morning, and there was a player, cornerback for the Colts, Isaiah Rogers Sr. He got suspended from the league for a year. He was betting, and his violation was betting on sports while in the Colts facility, which is illegal, any sports. But what happened was he's saying his other people were using his account to bet on sports, and someone bet on Jonathan Taylor over in a rushing yards in a game. And that was the biggie, because it was $1,000 on Jonathan Taylor over in a game that Isaiah Rodgers is playing in that would know Jonathan Taylor's status for the game, you know, inside knowledge. And that was one of the big ones that hurt him.
It's just a matter of time. There'll be a scandal. There will. In our lifetime, there'll be a scandal. Too much money. It could be a scandal on a variety of fronts, whether it's fans, whether it's an official, whether it's a player. It just feels like it's a matter of time. Seton, what's the poll question you got?
We got one here from the TODD. One's main goal in Las Vegas should be to... I'm going to read these. These are Todd's.
Okay.
Make it big at the casino. That's a good one. A lot of people love to...
Okay.
I'd love to hit it big at the casino, but I don't gamble.
Yeah.
Make it to a show. Okay. There's a million great shows in Las Vegas. Yeah. Not even just Super Bowl week, all the time.
Okay.
There's always something great to do there. Okay. Make it rain. Which it is going to rain all next week.
Yeah, it is.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And it's going to rain.
And it's likely going to rain as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Or make it home, which is a great option.
Okay. Well, I would say make it home.
Make it home is preferable
as
well.
Yeah, I would leave that one off because you do want to make it home. Has anybody made it rain here?
I've been present while others are making it rain. I've never been the rainmaker.
I only know like one person in real life who actually has the money to make it rain.
That's
and they've
James
never
Harden.
Done that.
James Harden. Yes, Tom.
I made it drizzle. I threw a few bucks towards the dancer by the pole there. Not enough to change her life where she can go back to veterinary school or whatever they usually tell you that story.
Now they're going to be a lawyer. Yeah, it can be a lawyer. Yeah. Marvin, have you made it rain?
No. When I was frequenting those spots, a.k.a. Body Tap in Atlanta, I saw somebody make it rain.
You did? Did they have a garbage bag with them, or did they just throw up a bunch of money?
They literally threw up just a bunch of money.
Bunch of singles.
He was a Falcon, a Brave. He was somebody.
Yeah. But now, did he do it with his, like, you know, where you do it off the palm of your hand, where you're just throwing it up, or you just throw, the money up in the air?
It looked like a brick of money, and he just tossed it up in the air. And then the strippers were doing what they do, or the dancers, were doing what they do. And then, you know.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
I'm not particularly handy, as we all know, with the broom, but I always feel bad for them at the end of the performance. They're on their knees picking up the dollar bills. There's got to be a more comfortable way for them to get the stuff.
A more comfortable
way. Yeah, I know, as uncomfortable as it might be to just dance naked in front of a bunch of people. But then at the end, you're on your hands and knees picking up dollar bills.
Let's welcome the Roomba to the stage. Yeah.
There should be some machine, like, I don't know, something that kind of picks it all up and gets it to
you. Roomba. Yeah, we just have it, like, you know, just...
It suctions it to a spot, and then she can count the money backstage afterwards instead of watching them pick up the dollars.
The things that bother you.
Yeah, I wish, you know, I've only gone a few times to these places, but that stood out even worse than the actual dancing, that now they're on their knees grabbing the money and trying to pick up every dollar they can find that's sitting out there.
All right. Well, why don't you work on a solution for those ladies?
In Vegas.
Yeah. Why don't you do some research?
I also thought they actually liked me when they're sitting down next to you and they're talking and everything. And I'm like, wow, is this that she really finds me attractive? And, you know, maybe this is the one.
That's their goal.
Very good at that.
I remember going to a strip club with Rob Dibble in Atlanta, Cheetah 3. And I said to Rob, because he said, can we go? And I go, no, I don't want to go. He goes, just let's go for an hour and then we can go to dinner. So we go for an hour and I sit there and he's talking. And then this woman came up and she said, I can see your soul through your eyes. And I go, what? She goes, yes, I can see your soul. I said, well, what's it look like? She said, it's beautiful. And I go, okay. And I'm going, I got to get out of here.
I can see your 401k through your
eyes. Yes. I can see your wallet through your eyes. And I'd never had that before or since, but she did. She said she could see my soul through my eyes. Yes, Paul?
A long time ago, whilst working at ESPN, there was an NFL draft production I was working on, and I went to a club with about 9 NFL players, and it was a private event. You had to be an NFL player to come into this club, the strip club. And when we went in, and all the NFL players are showing their, they actually have IDs if you play for a team. I did not know this. And the guy goes, ID? And one of the guys goes, he's our punter. And so they let me in, and he didn't even believe that I would be the punter. But that was one where I saw what it looks like on TV, where there is money being moved around. Mm. It was pretty shocking.
Mm. Yeah, I just don't have the time. I get bored. I can see your soul. Yes, Marv?
Fritz is going to have time. Since he's getting to Vegas 5 hours
before
us.
That's an option right there.
Yeah.
I remember going to someone's wedding in Kentucky, and they had a little strip club across the way, and we decided to, you know, our tuxedos go over there. And some woman that she needed a little dental work and needed to get on the treadmill. Not that I'm Mr. Slim. And I just remember her saying, my turn to get naked, cover dollar. It was just really upsetting.
Wait, she sounded like that?
Yeah, my turn to get naked, cover dollar. Just not appealing in any
way. That strip club was definitely in a plaza next to a Papa Gino's.
Somewhere like in the Louisville, Lexington, wherever we were in Kentucky. It was just not
Tom in L.A. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I recently traveled from Los Angeles to Jacksonville for work. I work for the Mayo Clinic. And I have to say, you know, I think Fritzy may have actually made the best travel arrangements to go to Jacksonville.
Okay.
I had a lot of colleagues who actually ran into weather issues coming from like kind of through the Midwest and Great Plains area. Mm. And Fritz is going to be basically going south all up from and avoiding all this the byproducts of this Pineapple Express that we've been experiencing, which I'm sure you guys will all see once you get here.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, thank you, Tom. So Tom believes that you booked the correct flight from Hartford to Jacksonville to Las Vegas.
I wish I could say I factored weather in, but it was completely just, I guess, a bad choice and fear of, connection. I've had bad luck with connections where, you know, you're racing, sweating to catch one because it was a 50-minute amount of time to get from one gate to another, or there was a delay in the second flight. So now I'm just into an extra 3 hours of travel just so I don't have to get off the plane. So whatever it is.
That's good.
It's all right.
As long as you get there.
We'll get there.
I remember I was connecting in Phoenix, and I landed, and I had like, you know, 7 minutes to get to the gate. And I land, and I said to the flight attendant, will you call the gate and tell him I'm running over? And she said, will do. I run over there, and it's one of those where it's in slow motion as you're running, and you go, that's my gate, and that's the door that they're closing. And they closed the door, and I said to the person, did the attendant at the gate call over and say I was running over here? And she goes, no, she didn't. And I go, all righty. I said, got alternative plans? Yeah, you're going to have to wait 3 hours to fly into San Jose. I was going to Pebble Beach, and you're going to have to go, we can get you to San Jose. And I go, okay, anything else? No, that's about it. You could drive. I go, no, I'm not going to drive. So, Todd, maybe you made the right choice here. All right, we'll take a break. Our play of the day is up next, back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Turn the left leg on it.
Check this out.
12 to shoot. Maxi out top. Bamba comes to screen. 140 to go. Sixers trail by three. Maxi well beyond the arc for three. It's gone. He ties it at 120. Maxi with another three. His seventh three in the game.
Tyrese Maxi, 51 points, no turnovers. That's courtesy of Sixers Radio Network. And that's your play of the day, brought to you by the city celebrating the big game. Celebrates, well, better than anybody. The city where spectacle and celebration are woven into the fabric of the community. Las Vegas, where conventional is challenged, unexpected embraced. It's not just celebrating, it's celebrating with an edge. I mentioned the Lakers against the Celtics without LeBron and AD, and I'm watching the game. I wasn't planning on watching the game. I thought I would just do a courtesy drive-by. And then all of a sudden I'm watching and I realize the Lakers aren't going away. Here is the Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla after the game.
I'm not concerned by it. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not concerned by it. I think it's unacceptable. Doesn't mean that like I'm concerned. We'll work through it. You know, I think part of bad stretch of basketball is physical just as much as mental. And I think those two things go hand in hand, you know. So I think it's unacceptable for those things to happen. But if you take a look at the whole scope of our season, they happen very little.
Okay. Nothing to see here. No worries. Just one game at home against the Celtics or the Lakers without AD and LeBron. We did our gambling podcast. It's available at danpatrick.com. It's Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan, the graphics guy. Now, they didn't make their Super Bowl picks this week. We'll do that next Thursday. Shea and Irving is going to Vegas with us. Bad Larry has decided not to. Bad Larry was at the Jersey Shore where he lives. And we noticed that we were hearing a sound when Bad Larry was in his car. There's not much to recap because you guys basically...
Is that a seal?
Larry, is that a seal?
Yes. No, I'm just getting in my car to drive over to Ray's.
Was that the door?
That's it.
Was that the door? Of like a 95 Caprice? Was
Who
that a
you
door?
Sideswipe today?
No.
Can you, Larry, open that door again or close that door again? Let me. It sounded like a
okay.
seal.
Hang on. That's right in the middle of the car's behind me.
I like
in
that.
In the middle of the street, Dan.
I like that. Okay, so recapping. Bad Larry. Bad Larry. Bad car. Bad Larry. Bad gambler here so far this season. All right, so we'll have our Super Bowl picks, the prop bets, that'll be coming up next week. Here's one for you. Super Bowl prop bet. Jersey number of the first touchdown score. Over under is 22.5. So Christian McCaffrey at 22, 23. Debo Pacheco is 10. Mahomes 15. Ooh, man. I know the odds for this player to have the first touchdown is Christian McCaffrey. I think he has the best odds there. So I guess I would go over based on Christian McCaffrey. Because if, yeah, man. See, I would be doing it only for that or Travis Kelce, who's 87. 22.5. That's interesting. Yeah, Paulie.
Ayuk's 11? Is he number 11?
Yeah.
Okay, sneaky?
Yeah.
Well, that Pacheco, number 10.
I know.
Whenever running backs have numbers like that, it makes them look faster.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Your number decides how fast you look. Like Isaiah Pacheco, when he came in the league wearing number 10, I'm like, well, that guy's got to be quick.
Hmm.
But I didn't think he was powerful. It didn't look like a powerful number.
Hmm.
But if he was number 44, like, that's a power back.
Hmm. Yes, Todd.
And you could have Purdy or Mahomes could run it in from the 1 yard line. You got to factor that in as far as maybe going with the lower number.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
By the way, what do we have coming up? The game? It's the Rhyme game?
Rhyme Time.
Rhyme Time. Okay. This is a big hit last Friday. And I'm going against my better judgment of trying to do it again because it was so good last week. That'll be coming up.
You want a sample one?
Yeah, sample. Give the audience just a little taste of what's in store for
them. Since we were talking about the Lakers and their stars not showing up and still finding a way to win in Boston, how about AD accept? AD accept, A-C-C-E-P-T. What would that be?
Okay. Now, the two words,
the two words for the answer have to rhyme.
Okay.
So AD accept. You can think of nicknames and things like that. AD accept.
Injured.
Brow.
You got the first part. And to accept something. There you go. Brow allow. That's how the game works.
Okay.
AD accept is brow allow.
Let's go.
More of that radio gold coming up.
Brow allow.
Yeah.
Try to get out of their cars now.
Yeah.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Oh, good morning, Dan. Thanks for Tyler getting Meat Friday back on track before you guys go to Las Vegas. Real quick, I had a question for you, then I have a stat of the day. But come up later this month, February 17th, will be the 30th anniversary of the last quadruple double in the NBA with David Robinson. My question is, with Victor Wembanyama and Chet Holmgren, those players, could you foresee a quadruple double in the next two seasons? Also, my stat of the day is this. So the Lakers did win without AD and LeBron last night against the Celtics, who have a winning team. I kind of looked back in the crystal ball and noticed it had been over a year since the Lakers had won without AD and LeBron in the lineup against a winning team. It last happened on January 4th of 2023 when they beat the Miami Heat. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, Andrew. By the way, on this day in 1968, the first double-triple-double. Wilt Chamberlain had 22 points, 25 rebounds, and 21 assists. So that's the first double-triple-double.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Coming up, hour two, Nick Wright will stop by. Also, we'll hear from Jim Harbaugh, who sounds more and more like Ted Lasso every single day. More of your phone calls as well. It's a Meat Friday.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host
of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.